The Wisconsin Technical College System's Morna Foy told a legislative panel studying financial aid that the gap between those who qualify for help and those who get it has gone up dramatically. Just a couple years ago, there were 6,000 to 7,000 students who qualified for a Wisconsin higher education grant but didn't receive it. Last year, she says that number shot up to about 25,000 students.
Those are students who applied, were told they were eligible, didn't get a grant, stayed in school this semester. Whether they came back this next semester, I don't know.
Foy says that number could shoot up to 30,000 students this year. She says students who don't get state grants can often apply for federal Pell Grants, but they also end up using credit cards and other higher interest loans to pay for school.
We're seeing our students coming out of our programs ready to start their new lives and contribute to our communities, saddled with a higher and higher level of debt.
The tech school system plans to ask for a $23 million increase in its financial aid budget next year. The request comes as Wisconsin's state budget faces a $2.5 billion shortfall. Wisconsin's Higher Education Aids Board says everyone from the University of Wisconsin to tribal schools is short of financial aid funding. The legislative study panel plans to make recommendations on how the state spends its aid money, though that doesn't necessarily mean it will recommend that the state should spend more. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.